MRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Keep it locked right here, y'all.
eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. Your secret Thursday rendezvous. Remember, what happens on eBay Radio stays on eBay Radio. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Let your commencement commence by calling us now at 888-723-4630.
888-RADIO-30. So, E. Betsy, who's our editor, our content editor,
yes,
tells me I was right that on what we're doing is we're dishing a listing.
Oh, about the ladies, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. So just take the apostrophe out, and
right,
it'll read ladies. You could do LADY apostrophe S or LADIES without the apostrophe, and you're right both ways.
Yeah. That makes
sense. That is incorrect.
She's so smart, that Betsy.
Oh, my God. Why do you think she's the editor of our content?
I'm not as smart as Betsy.
No, none of us are.
Yeah.
Betsy is certainly Mensa quality.
Or Womensa, either one.
And I'm sure she's the type of person that would never have taken the test to find out, but I believe that she is. She's brilliant, really. And she's also a hell of a lot of fun.
And she's blushing right now.
And a good broad. Betsy's abroad. Yeah.
She's abroad. Right.
Yeah. Betsy's abroad.
Abroad.
Definitely. So, anything else you'd like to say about this?
Yes, I do, because we went on a break and I wanted to make sure. So, you want your photos to be better. I'm really concerned. My biggest concern is about the item condition. So, it's really difficult to say something is new without tags if you've washed the item. It may be okay, but somebody could in this case say, I got the item and it's definitely used, and you kind of would be up the creek on that, because there's no way to prove it. It wasn't new without tags because you washed it. So I would go with the safety here and say pre-owned but in fabulous condition. You know, in the text box you can say, you can provide some text, and I would definitely provide some text that said, I believe it's pre-owned. I thought it might be new without tags. I think it's pre-owned. I washed it, and it's as good as new. It looks like it's brand new.
So this is a good seller.
Feedback,
1,012, 100% positive feedback.
Yeah.
But need to do something about the pictures. Okay, so what do you want to score?
I'm going to say, because the pictures need real improvement, and I'm worried about the condition and there's the three issues, the photos, the condition, and I'm worried about this being an infringing item. If it's not licensed, this is really potentially infringing. So I'm going to withhold score on this until, and maybe make the changes. And of course, the only change you could make about the potentially infringing is to find out whether it is indeed licensed. And if it isn't licensed, I might not sell it. I might take it down and then send us another listing that we can.
Right.
But if it is licensed, if you're sure it's okay, then we'll just let that go.
Okay. Our telephone number, 888-RADIO-30. I noticed that on the chat board you put up an old page from the original eBay.
I did,
when it
was
Auction Web.
Yes.
In black and white.
Yeah, gray background, black and white. That's as pretty as the site was in the beginning.
And you mentioned The Wizard of Oz, where it was in black and white, and all of a sudden, boom!
One day it was in color, yeah.
One of my top 10 movies on my top 10 list is an old, old movie from 1949 called The Secret Garden. Are you familiar with that movie?
Oh, yes, The Secret Garden.
Margaret O'Brien was the gal who she was living in India with her father, and her family got killed by cholera, and they sent her to her curmudgeonly uncle, lived in this big, you know, estate in England.
Yeah.
And there was a secret garden. There was a garden that was locked when his wife died, because she had an accident there.
Oh, I know the story, yeah.
And then they rebuild the garden, the little boy and Margaret rebuild the garden, and then for the first time, when you see the garden after they refurbished it, it's in color. And I got goosebumps. It's such a wonderful movie, and I noticed that they do sell the DVDs on eBay.
Yes, they do.
Make sure it's the 1949 version.
It was also made into a musical in the, I think, in the 80s. Late 80s or early 90s. Yeah.
Well, I know there was another movie made of it in the 80s. Yeah. There was also a silent film in like 1919 or something. My mother had me read the book when I was a little girl. So there was originally a book. But anyway, you can find it on eBay. It is a wonderful movie to sit and watch with the family. It's just great. So, yeah, I thought about that when you were talking about The Wizard of Oz. Mm-hmm. Interesting where eBay has come. Interesting where the Internet has come since eBay started.
Yeah, and what I did is I posted, it's called the Create Your Auction Web Account page from back in, this is 1990, late 96, early 97, if I remember correctly. But this was the fee structure that was in place when I started on the site in May of 96. And it shows... You had to fax in your information in order to open an account. There was not an online process, so it was pretty
fun.
You had to print out this page, and then you signed and dated it, and then you faxed it to a number at our office on Hamilton Avenue, which was in Building 6 by that point. So it was at 2005 Hamilton Avenue.
eBay has come a long way, baby.
Well, we all have, haven't we?
Since then. Yeah, we have. We have. In fact, eBay's free listing analytics tool just got a major upgrade.
Yes.
eBay sellers can use the newly upgraded app to visually track traffic and sales trends. I bet you Pierre had no idea this was going to happen later on. You could actually track your traffic and your sales trends with a graphic overview of total impressions, clicks, sales, and daily selling price for all eBay marketplaces in which they participate.
Yes.
And the dashboard also displays the increase or decrease in sales and revenue over selected time periods, the percentage of impressions that led to clicks, and the percentage of clicks that converted to sales. And if you're listening to this and you think it's complicated, it's not as complicated as you think once you get involved in it.
Because it's very visual.
Right. Yeah. Find the eBay Listing Analytics app in the eBay App Center under the Applications tab on your My eBay page.
Fantastic.
So lots of good things happening. To find the eBay Radio Group newsletter, this is very important. Go to ebayradio.com, sign in through community, scroll down past the big orange Listen Live and big blue Archives on Demand buttons to the second discussion post with the word newsletter in its title. You'll find instructions in the newsletter for how to subscribe. Then you'll receive it twice a week right in your inbox, including on Tuesdays, The Secret Word.
Hey, guess, just a trivia question.
Okay.
What happened 40 years ago that was the beginning of a huge trend that continues to this day? It was a social phenomenon. We all talked about it. We all went to see it. And we were all talking about it for months afterwards. 40 years ago today.
40 years ago
this month.
This month. So what year would that have been?
That would have been 1975. It would have been the beginning of summer. It changed the way people viewed summer forever for some of them. For some of the people, something they did without ever thinking about, suddenly they never did again because of this particular social phenomenon.
I don't know.
It's one word. It has four letters. It was although the person who created this phenomenon had other works before it, this is the one that catapulted this creator.
Okay, don't say, because somebody's going to call and I'll give them a $25 gift certificate to Bubble Fast.
Right. And the reason why I think it's relevant is because eBay is a social phenomenon. And this movie... Oh, I gave it away! Sorry! I gave it away. Anyway, if you know what it is, call in.
Okay, but I can only... Well, what the heck? Linda... Baltimore, Maryland. My co-host just screwed up the whole show.
I just screwed up.
Known on eBay as eCity Traders. Hi, Linda. What's your question or comment?
Okay. Well, first of all, I knew the answer before he even screwed up.
Oh, good. I believe you. Yeah, I gave a lot.
I do. It's Jaws.
And yes, it is.
Yeah. Oh my God, you're so right. Okay, so, Linda, you have to send me email lee@voicemarketing.com, and I'll send you a $25 gift certificate for Bubble Fast shipping supplies. Perfect.
So for anyone old enough to remember, and most people I think listening will be old enough to remember, this was the movie that changed everything about movies. Everything changed after this movie was made. And it was the beginning of what were called the summer blockbusters, the summer movies. I remember the year before, I was in a rock band, and we were playing in Hyannisport. And our sound guy, during the day, had nothing to do. So he took a job being in an extra in a film. He said, they're making this movie down the road, and they're hiring people to be extras. And so I'm going to go do it, because I have nothing else to do, and it's some easy money. So he came back after the first day, and I said, so how was it? He said, it's unsure. All we did was we got in the water, and then we had to run out of the water screaming.
And he didn't know why.
Because Steven Spielberg wasn't giving away what's going on. Later on in the week, I think he caught a glimpse of the mechanical shark, and he said, I think there's a shark involved.
How fun.
But it's not real, but it looks pretty good. Its name is Bruce or something like that. So, and then a year later, the movie. And I remember I've rented the film, and I stop-actioned it so I could find our sound guy. And I couldn't. I think he could probably find himself. Bob
when
Kavanaugh,
a young woman is killed by a shark while skinny dipping.
Oh, that opening scene?
Yeah.
That opening scene, I had to leave the theater. It was so overwhelming because none of us had ever seen anything like that before. It was such a piece of cinema. It was so amazing.
And of course, now there's nothing but blood and guts on TV.
And you know what? You look at it and you go, who cares? Blood and guts. Oh, look, somebody just lost their head. Oh, big deal.
We'll be back with Linda.
Linda.
Stay with us.
Hello.
This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. It's simple. Dial us 888-723-4630. We'll be right back with your calls here on eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
June 16th through the 18th at Bally's Las Vegas, let eBay and e-commerce gurus educate and inspire you. Tuesday is social selling day. You'll get cutting-edge info on marketing your business through Pinterest, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. On Wednesday and Thursday, our featured speakers will address every aspect of your business on eBay. eBay customer support reps will be there to review accounts live during the event. Learn from experts on store and listing design, branding and marketing, product sourcing, SEO, photography, and seller time management. Get one-on-one advice from eBay education specialists and certified eBay store designers in Mentors Corner. Enjoy face time with suppliers of eBay tools and services. Plus, there'll be plenty of time for networking and assorted festivities. June 16th through the 18th at Bally's Las Vegas. Register now for the eBay Radio Party and Conference at ervegas.com. That's ervegas.com. And remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says, shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
I'd love it if you could come with us to the event. Regards, Griff, and send. Okay. So somebody else, from our, what we call our C2C team, who I think you might know, Rena. She's asked, would it be a good thing for us to come to?
Oh, yes.
Well, I said, I think you'll find lots of C2C sellers there who may be new, who qualify currently as C2C, but whose aspirations are larger. They want to be B2C. C2C means consumer to consumer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned the new fellow, Hal Lawton.
Hal Lawton, yeah.
We had done a report months and months ago when eBay first announced that Devin Wenig's leadership team and who they were, and it mentioned Hal. He's former Home Depot executive, but it said he would head eBay North America.
That means eBay Marketplaces North America. So here, eBay has always been divided up when it comes to hierarchy for management. Is there's always the CEO, and currently, up until the split day, our CEO John Donahoe is also the CEO of PayPal and eBay Enterprise, which is companies like GSI and what's the one that begins with an M? I'm having a problem. We were at the event. Why am I having such a brain fart right now? But after the breakup, and when it comes to eBay, there's always been a senior vice president of Marketplaces North America, and then Marketplaces Europe, and then Marketplaces what we call APAC, which is Australia and the Pacific Rim countries. And that hierarchy will stay, but there hasn't been a person in the eBay senior vice president of eBay Marketplaces North America for I'd say for almost a year. And so this is it was something that I think John, and I'm speculating, but I think this is how it works, is that knowing that we had announced that the company was going to split in two, that would be a position that our soon to be CEO of eBay, Devin Wenig, would fill. And he found someone who I think is a very good candidate, and we're all very excited about him. He is I think he's a little modest, because I did a little research, and this guy was instrumental in really exploding the growth of Home Depot's online business, which they didn't start. I didn't know this part. They didn't start until 2009. They didn't start getting serious about it. So he has a great track record. He's got great energy. And what impressed me most was his first email to me was about wanting to meet sellers and understanding our seller customers. So it was very exciting. And when I mentioned the radio party to him, his eyes lit up and said, "Ooh, this would be a great opportunity." I said, "Yeah, and it's fun." He said, "Yeah, but I can meet some sellers. Yay."
So if you're listening to this right now, what Griff is saying, please know that if you attend the eBay Radio Party and Conference June 16th, 17th, and 18th at Bally's in Las Vegas, you're going to meet a lot of eBay people. You're going to be able to have one-on-ones with them. Please join us. Go to ervegas.com. It's really a wonderful event. It's a three-day event. It's all in one room. We have a blast. We call it eBay Radio Party and Conference for a reason. We really have a good time. So we hope that you will join us. Hey, Griff, we were on the phone with Linda from Baltimore, Maryland, known as eCity Traders. And
yes,
she answered the trivia question. She's going to get a Bubble Fast gift certificate.
Yes.
But in addition to that, I think she wanted to talk to us about
something.
Well,
of course. Yeah.
Hi, Linda.
Hello. Hi, and Linda. I am coming to the conference, to the party.
Yay!
Yay!
All right. Thank you.
So my question is, I've been selling for a while, but I'm considering having a separate user ID for buying on eBay. And I know Griff has talked about this before, because I buy a lot on eBay and resell it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my niche is kind of, you know, unique, so, or, you know, small, so people can see that I'm doing it. So I was thinking, should I have a separate user ID?
Well, it's up to you. I know a lot of people do that. I can tell you that it's now really difficult for anyone to figure out what you're buying. So we've made, based on buyer requests, and these are honest buyers, and the way that the industry works across the board, we've increased the privacy screen for buyers so that, you know, buyers don't generally want the world seeing what they buy. You know, you don't go to like any other online e-tailer and you can see, oh, I see that someone such and such bought all this stuff. And that's true on eBay. It's very difficult, if not impossible, for anyone to determine who's bought what. So
I guess that is true the way it is, yeah.
The way it's set up now, I wouldn't worry about it. Some people do it as a management issue, where they want to manage their buying separately from their selling. I don't. I use the same ID. I'm perfectly happy to do it. The only people who know what you buy are the sellers from whom you buy. They know your ID. That's the only people. So if there's if there's an issue that the people you're buying from, you don't want them to know that you're reselling the stuff, then maybe that would be an issue. It wouldn't be for me. I got to tell you, I buy not a insubstantial amount of stuff on eBay that I then resell. I usually hold it for about 3 to 6 months before I resell it. But there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, mm-hmm. That's the way the market works.
So, Linda, I hope we helped you today.
You did. Thank you.
All right.
And we'll see you in
Linda,
Las Vegas.
Let me ask you one question. What is the motto of our Las Vegas event every year?
If it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
Thank you.
Vegas, baby, Vegas.
Thank you, Linda.
That bumper just drives me crazy.
Oh, I love that bumper.
I know you do.
I love that bumper. Mike in York, Pennsylvania, known on eBay, is still kicking sports. And he's a first-time caller. Mike, we adore first-time callers. Thank you so much.
We've been known to marry them.
Yes. What's your question or comment?
I have an eBay store, and when I opened it, I probably didn't think through the name as well as I should have, mm-hmm. and I've been taking the business more seriously. I only started in October of 2014, and my question is, if I were to close my existing store, am I able to reopen a new store with a new URL address?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, because aren't you kind of stuck with the URL you have now?
Yeah, I can't change the URL. I can change the store name.
That's obvious.
Would see to match my branding, but the URL would stay with what I opened it as.
So, you know, I need to research this, because I know I changed my store name and I got a different URL. And I don't know how that worked, but can you do me a favor? Mike, can you email me at griffinebay.com to remind me, and I'll go check how this works? Because I know there must be a way to do it, because I did it. Oh, I know how I did it. I know how I did it, but I can't remember. This is so typical of me.
You know, next thing you're going to be hearing, we're doing remotes from the nursing home.
Yeah.
Any minute now.
I'm sorry, what's your name again, Sonny? Mike, let me do some research and figure out. Email me with your current information, and I'll find out how to do this.
Okay, great. I also wanted to say, Since I started listening to your, I listened through the archives via the podcast, and it's the best education I've gotten on eBay. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for that.
Very
That's
nice
a great
to hear that, Mike. We work hard to do that. So we appreciate it.
And I will preempt Lee by saying, unfortunately, I will not be in Las Vegas. My busy time at my other job is when you guys will be having fun.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, we'll send updates. So you can tune in to the broadcast that we do.
Yes.
Yes, I'm planning on to do it.
Okay, Mike. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Our telephone number, again, 888-RADIO-30. We have another listing dish from the chat board. We're going to do that in just a moment. But first, we're going to go to our friend Edie in Santa Monica, California.
Oh, yeah.
Known on eBay as dress_2_suit. Hey, Edie, what's your question or comment today?
Yeah. You guys mentioned a new listing analytics program. And I can't find it. Where is it? How do I get there? I'm in my eBay. How do I go to that spot?
So I believe, let me double check here. Where did you see this, by the way, Lee?
In my show sheets.
Yeah, but where did you get the information? It's not on the announcement board.
It's in the App Center. Did you go to the App Center, Edie?
Okay, there is an Applications tab.
Yes.
I click that.
Yes.
But that shows your applications, I think.
No, you can go to Applications, and then it says Manage Applications, but there's a link there that says App Center.
Okay, App Center.
And what is it called again, Lee?
It says eBay's free listing analytics tool. Listing analytics.
Okay, it says Google Easy Setup. No.
Let me see.
Well, I have Listing Analytics by Terapeak. And when I go there, it just says that it's 2010. So I'm just wondering where the heck this one is.
You know what? We're going to have somebody check that for you right now, so keep listening. We're going to check on it right now.
I had a question I wanted to ask you guys today.
Sure.
And I don't know if this application would solve it or not. But I wanted to know how to calculate my conversion rate. And I think it must be sold per month divided by the average listings that month. Is that correct?
Yeah, it would be if you had 100 listings. I don't know if I would use listings that were live, that you listed. I would say within a period of time. I only do mine annually. But stay on the line, because I'll give you some options on how to do this. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. It's simple. You dial us, 888-723-4630, and we talk. We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Hey, you.
Hey, who are you?
I'm your package. I thought you wanted me out of here in one day.
Well, I do, but...
What's the hesitation? I've got friends who've reached their forever home already, and here I still sit. What's with that? Haven't you heard about Indicia?
I'm losing it here. I'm talking to a package.
If you had Indicia, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They take care of all the details, order and mailing information, imported directly from eBay, tracking discounts on qualified postage rates, customized USPS labels, and get this, it's all automated.
Okay, Mr. Smart Package, what else?
Well, since you asked, you can print your own logo or message on the shipping label. Make it look nice for the customer. And they've got a 30-day free trial for all this at Endicia. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
So you can get to your forever home in style.
You got it. Check them out right now. Endicia.com/eBay Radio.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.